KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. Hello, John.
Hello, Kim.
So, John, a big story that affects Hollywood is actually at its epicenter is 3,000 miles away in Washington, but it seems to have swept up a lot of people in this country. The studios very much want to pass the Stop Online Piracy Act because they lose huge amounts of money to piracy when their movies are stolen and their TV shows. But this act, which has been pending in Congress, is just getting a public relations beating, the likes of which I don't think I've seen in quite a while.
No, and it's not just the public that is reacting. It is a lot of your most prominent internet companies. There's been a backlash from AOL, eBay, Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, Mozilla, Twitter, Yahoo, and Zynga Games. And I think Congress kind of underestimated what the reaction would be to this bill. Now, you say they lose a lot of money. By some estimates, it's about $100 billion. And this act kind of changes the way the law is now. And there are many different distinctions, but basically as the law stands now, if you have infringing material on your website or you are delivering it as an internet service provider, you have an ability to take it down once you're notified. This kind of changes the burden of proof. It has the potential to create a blacklist of sites. It can block search engines, payment providers, advertising networks, all without a hearing or a trial. And I'll tell you what was amazing to me, Kim, is over the holidays, I was listening, as I tend to, some right-wing talk radio in the middle of the nation. I was in Michigan, and 9 out of 10 callers were talking about this. They weren't talking about Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum. They were talking about the Stop Online Piracy Act and how they thought it was a violation of their constitutional rights to surf the web.
This has very much pitted Silicon Valley against the Hollywood studios. And the Hollywood studios are a little bit behind the ball because the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times have editorialized against this legislation. And the potential for protest is considerable. The popular social news site Reddit is doing a blackout for several hours next Wednesday when there will be a House committee hearing on this legislation. And there's talk that Wikipedia might go along and do a blackout. And even some larger sites, although I have to say, I think that they'd better watch out about the overkill, because if people start really feeling like these companies are going to yank the service that people are very attached to at this point, it could have some incredibly negative repercussions that they don't want.
No, and like everything, it comes down to money. The Center for Responsive Politics has estimated that the studios and the record labels and the TV industries have spent close to $100 billion in lobbying this year. The internet companies, for their part, are ramping up their own lobbying. And the letter they wrote to leaders of Congress saying that, and I'm quoting now, "We are concerned that these measures pose a serious risk to our industry's continued track record of innovation and job creation." In many ways, it sounds like a campaign speech, but it is addressing a real serious point. And I really feel that the momentum is turning against these bills.
Well, certainly this will be much watched. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Kim.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. He joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.